I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You guys, I'm really sorry. We're trying something here. We call it You Be the Judge.
Oh.
But I don't have time to grab the wig.
It's also, you, Slacker, are not the judge.
I am not the judge.
Like, it's kind of like the people's court.
Hence the...
Okay. Yeah.
Is there a show called that?
Yeah, okay. That's the trademark version.
Do you know what you, the people's...
No.
Judge Wapner?
No.
And then eventually Judge Judy Shine? Wouldn't she... Or no, she just said
she
Judge
just
Judy.
Had, yeah,
but
Judge
I think she
Judy.
Was married to Judge Wapner or something.
No way.
I think maybe.
What if we just call it Caller's Court?
Because we call it You Be the Judge.
Oh.
Okay. Is that what Rain Man says? What, 12 minutes to...
12 minutes to Wapner, yeah.
And he's talking about that?
He's talking about people.
Oh.
Yeah, and then he's like, okay. You be the judge, yeah. Yeah. Definitely time for Wapner.
Judge Judy was married to Jerry Schindlin, something like that. Got divorced from him. Got remarried to him. Like, what a wild life.
The Matthew McConaughey thing. His parents did that.
Mm-hmm.
They got married and remarried like 3 times. Highly recommend Green Lights as a fun little book for y'all. No, this is what we do. We're going to tell you something that's happened in the world, and we want you to be the judge. As if you got, as a side note, my son's about to be the judge. Missed jury duty. Couldn't go to jury duty because they called him when he was going back to school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They told him, hey, man, you got to do it. Like, since you're not coming to this or not doing the call at 5 o'clock the night before, you know, to see if you're on the jury panel, because you're not going to be there, you have to do your jury duty on, I think it was like May 28th or whatever. Whoop. I told him, put it in your phone, spaced it. So he had to call him and like, next week, pick a day. And he's like, so he's going one day this week.
Oh,
he's got to be the judge. I don't know. I don't know why I haven't just gotten around to explaining what this thing is.
Why don't we just do it? Yeah.
So this is Caller's Court.
Or You Be the Judge.
It's called You Be the Judge. So we're going to give you a little case, a criminal case that's happened in the world, and you call us and tell us, what would you do? What is it, a crime? Is it not a crime? In this one, we're judging whether or not this thing that has occurred is in fact a crime. So this dude, he goes out, he's out drinking, having fun.
Love that for him.
Partying, doing the thing that people do. Met a woman. I don't know if it says it. It does say it. Met a woman who was part of a bachelorette party.
So she was also drinking, having fun.
And also probably they're hyped up. They're hormonal. Like, a lot of times they're in a strange city. Like, and
they're just having fun. It's not about being hormonal.
No, I didn't mean hormonal. What I meant was horny, but I just want to say it.
But also, I actually don't know if that's the standard for a bachelorette party. You're just having so much fun. Like, your joy levels are elevated.
But in this particular bachelorette party, some of these women, for sure the bride probably had this, but some of these women had scavenger hunt things that they had to do.
Absolutely. That's how here in Denver years ago, I got a man's underwear out at, what is that bar called? Federales? And then I dated his friend.
Did you take them off yourself? Or
no,
you
no.
Just had
he
to go
went
in the
into
bathroom?
The bathroom and he took them off and gave them to us. And then we left him outside the bar. So,
okay, this has changed to, is Erica a slut?
No, no. I didn't. That you man who gave like, us his underwear, I had nothing to do with afterwards.
Like, yeah, take these off my hands for me. Like,
okay. But then you slept with his friend, so it seems like a good trade.
Well, okay, you weren't supposed to say that part.
Well, you just said you dated his friend.
I dated his friend.
Starting when?
The day after this.
Okay, anyway. Fast forward, he takes one of the bachelorette party attendees home, does whatever they do, wakes up in the morning, and a good portion of his beard on only one side of his face was missing.
As was the girl?
As was the girl.
Okay.
According to reports, here's where the first thing we want, you be the judge. He called the police.
Mm-hmm.
Let that soak in. Somebody cut my beard. And he called the police.
A psycho was in my home. And
a psycho you invited into your home because you were horny.
Cut my beard off and then left.
Yeah. Buyer beware, man. Like, I don't know how to tell you this. Mm-hmm. She could have gave you something in the nether region, and you don't go, hey, Officer Johnson, I, well, maybe.
Come on. Come on. Tighten it up.
Officer PP. Okay. Officer Herpes.
We are
Officer
way
STD.
Too immature for this.
No, but like, you don't call, it's not a crime. You're participating
it
in
could
a grown
be a
up
crime
sport.
If they knew they had it and were voluntarily spreading it.
I don't know that that's a crime.
It is for one specific
type of one.
Yeah.
Because isn't the onus still on me as well? Because like, we're having relations, and if I want to protect myself, there is a way I can do that.
How do you protect yourself from getting your beard shaved while you're sleeping?
Well, you don't. Well, just don't pass out to the... I will tell you this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pass out to the point. If somebody's messing with my beard, I will wake up.
Yeah, that
unless
part
I'm schmammered.
Is a little bit on him.
I don't know. I think you could stay asleep. I don't think she's like yanking on it. The beard.
We are not mature enough for this.
This is why we need you to be the judge.
Yes. Yeah. I do think that if the roles were reversed here, I would hardcore say it's a crime. If someone shaved half my head in my sleep.
I don't know why that a girl makes it different, but I don't think it does because hair grows back. He didn't, she didn't shoot him. She didn't cause bodily harm. Like,
but kind
if she
of.
Punched him in the nose, it's not bodily harm, it's hair. Like if she shaved an eyebrow off, it grows back.
That is not okay.
It's not okay, but
you're
it's not
altering
a crime.
Someone's appearance against their will.
Okay, before we get the phone number here, I just want to say this. What are we asking? Was it a crime? Like, I'll say that the police laughed at this dude.
Because his beard looked funny.
Yeah, but it's just like, that's not why they laugh. They also
that's what
are
it
laughing.
Says.
But they're also laughing, going, hey, man, hey.
But he
you
also
slept with her, and now you want repercussions. Like, no. This is not how
he
it works.
He said it took years to grow his beard.
Then what's wrong? Like, is he
like,
stunted?
And if someone shaved half my head of hair, that would take years to get it this long again.
Sorry. You shouldn't have slept with him.
How did she know he was going to do that?
Well, you're playing... You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Don't quote our Lord and Savior Taylor Swift.
I can quote... Like...
But when I was little, I was in first grade, and a boy, we had like big buddy system. He was sitting behind me, fifth grader, took his scissors, pulled a piece of my hair, and cut it off. He got in big trouble. That should have been a crime.
Did he go to the chair? Did they fire
squad? I think
squad?
He had like detention and stuff. Because that's so invasive, which so is having relations. But still, you shouldn't be cutting people's hair off their bodies.
We want you to call. Pick a side. So you really have to pick a side if you have a story like that. Aligns like Erica's did.
Yeah.
Should they have launched an investigation and find this psycho woman, or is it just play stupid games, win stupid prizes?
Stop quoting Taylor.
303-222-5423, call or text. Where are we at on this?
I don't. How much time should she do behind bars? Do you think for this crime?
I don't know that's if it what, was illegal, you know, but like, I do think it is.
If it's not cops, illegal, dude, then why'd you call the cops?
Yeah, it's kind of like you're weirdly bragging.
There
too.
Was no consent, therefore illegal.
I like where she's at.
She used my favorite coffee mug without asking me. Without
no consent.
That's a hack. Come on,
you buddy, up here. There's no consent. Things happen all the time, everywhere. And if it's not bodily harm, then it's not a crime.
Oh, so no consent is okay?
Not no consent in that regard. But I'm like, here I am at a four-way stop. It's my turn. And you went, oh, you didn't have my consent to take my... Like, the little things. Oh, you cut in line. You like, there was... I was somebody took the mangoes out of my car to Costco.
Yeah, you went on air and you were pissed about it.
I didn't call the police
you asked the people to find them.
I did, kind of, and they did.
I think he knew it was a bachelorette party, too. So he knew they might be playing some sort of...
Not every bachelorette party's going around shaving beards.
Sounds like
sometimes we take underwear.
Call him again. Get him back here.
If we'd like to hear your opinion on it, it's what we call You Be the Judge. We're sticking with that, right?
Yeah. The people scored.
303-222-5423.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we're kicking around this news story, and we're letting you judge it with a new thing we're calling. It's not really new. You be the judge.
The people's court.
Be the judge. No, you. Not you. No. No, you. So this man was out, met a woman from a bachelorette party, slept with her. By the time he woke up, she had removed part of his beard, and so he called the authorities. T-Hack and myself are asking, is he just a weirdo for calling the police in the first place? Because no crime was committed. Is it bad?
Is it a crime?
It's hair.
Yeah.
But just because it's hair doesn't mean it's no biggie.
You gotta just take the L. I don't think it's great, but I don't think you involve the authorities. You waste resources?
What happened to you, Erica, was a straight, like another kid just doing something. He kind of invited her into his house to do terrible things.
Not that terrible thing.
Okay. Allison?
Yay.
You be the judge. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that if you say yes to one thing, you don't necessarily say yes to everything. And I also am a bride, and I am about to have a bachelorette party. And I just think having that on an activity is a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
I think they probably looked at the dude and was like, he's so into his beard. Like, let's get him. And then, well, I think he's kind of cute, so I'll go home with him, and I'll get some of his beard.
If it's on your scavenger hunt to, like, change someone's appearance. I agree with
that. That is fully like hazing, bullying,
really not
weirdness.
Chill, I would say.
To me, I feel like the way she said it was like his beard had become part of the festivities.
Like maybe they were all hanging out and then it became like,
If you go home with that dude, you got to get some of his beard.
I still think it's mean girl energy.
100%.
I agree.
And definitely. Maybe bullying should be illegal.
My fiance also has dreads, and at one point they had a drunk night, and he had agreed. They all decided to like cut one of his dreads off, and it's like a prized possession. And I think if he had agreed, like, yeah, take a chunk of my beard, it would have been fine. But I think the fact that
if
he
a girl
didn't,
take my underwear, that was voluntary.
I will say that
was voluntary.
And I will like girls, you can ask guys for stuff that you don't think we'll give you, and we're just dumb enough to give it to you. Like, for sure, a guy gave you the underwear. This guy might have went, okay, I'll give you some of my beard.
Right.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
But he did get something in return.
Maybe.
Okay. Thank you. Well, he woke up the next day assuming she'd... Mm. Right. Marcus?
Yes.
You be the judge. Oh, I forgot to play the music last time I said that. Is it a crime? What do you think?
I mean, I'm going to say, yeah, it's kind of like assault, I guess.
Assault.
You know, you come in. I mean, that's the easiest way for me to put it. You know, you come in, you have the one day, and then you wake up and you're missing your beard. That's kind of what it feels
but
like.
But is it assault, Marcus? If somebody cuts some of your beard, are you calling the cops?
But it
are you calling your mommy?
Like, your Honor, it's kind of like assault.
It's a funny story. But like, I mean, I have a beard myself, so if, you know, we went on a first date, and whatever happens, I wake up the next morning, and you're gone, and half my beard's gone, I'm going to be kind of mad.
I like that you two can't handle that. This is not going your way right now.
I would also be kind of mad. That doesn't mean I'd call the police. Like, that's just a different argument.
I am mad, too. Like, for some reason, growing my beard out, I'm a little afraid of shaving it all the way off and growing it back again, because when it was growing out, it hurt for the long, because it was like, all ingrown hairs, and it was just itchy all the time. Yeah. And now that it's out, it never bothers me. Never, ever.
So next time you're asleep, I'll shave it off.
Wait. I would not be thrilled about it, but Aaron, I'm not going to be like, argh. Like,
you might. Like, go to our boss.
Then you should go to jail. Is that what you're both saying?
Yeah. That's okay, Aaron. Come over and shave my beard.
I guess we are.
Okay, Matthew?
Yay.
You be the judge. Is there a crime here, or is this just the dumbest thing we've ever done on the radio?
I'll give you both. but no, it's definitely illegal. I don't know how much of a crime it is, but if you cut somebody's hair without their consent, that is considered assault. So
one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. I don't know. We're right. I don't know. I don't know. Well, that just came out of me.
Well, it's an unauthorization alteration of a person's appearance that constitutes battery. So I'm reading this from Google.
Battery. Now.
Let's go.
Okay. But if even the cops, like when you're trying to report your battery, if you walk up to a cop with a black eye and a bloody nose, they're going to be like, get in this car. Tell me what happened. When you go up and like, see, this part of my beard is not as full as the other part of my
beard. Let him laugh, baby. I'm going to win.
I quit. You know who's not the judge anymore? Eric.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.